Talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. You were finishing up or going into the final portion of Benjamin Franklin's speech there at the Constitutional Convention in 1787.
Right. To that kind providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? I have lived, sir, a long time. And the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings that, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests. Our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter from this unfortunate instance despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service. So after he sits down, George Washington, it is said, Jonathan Dayton writes in his memory that George Washington was so pleased. They broke up. They had a church service. They came back in a few days. And all ill feeling was gone. And that they worked through the process, and they decided on something called the Connecticut Compromise, which was a combination of the Virginia Plan and the New Jersey Plan, in which we would have two houses of Congress, the Senate, in which representation would be equal among the states. Small states, large states, all would get two senators, and the House of Representatives, which would be based on population. So that's what you call a compromise, and it worked out. And that was the biggest hurdle of the entire convention. There were other issues that were big issues, you know, but concerning the executive branch and what to do and whether or not to count slaves as in representation in the South. There were a lot of different issues, but that was the biggest.
And do you feel that once they broke, they had church service, they had time to reflect, and they were able to overcome that obstacle, did all the other ones then seem almost like trivial? They were important, but basically the spirit of cooperation was already in place because of that big hurdle, and therefore they just were able to run the table and get it done, wrap it up, and vote on it.
Yes, I think that's pretty much true. Now, not everybody liked it.
They wanted a list to enumerate, you know, these rights. And there were so many of them, like you've said many times, said, we don't need a list. And number one, we can't list every possible God-given right that we know exists on planet Earth. If we start making a list, where does it stop? we're going to have 1,000 amendments? So where's this going to go?
And by the way, that's why we have the Ninth Amendment. That's why the Ninth Amendment was put in there. Those rights not listed in this Constitution should not be construed denied to the people. In other words, the Ninth Amendment says, just because we didn't list a right here doesn't mean the people don't have it. That is a recognition of natural rights. The natural law and natural rights, the Ninth Amendment is. And but that was Madison's position. Let's not do this. We don't need it. But, you know, in the end, we got it. And people were we're glad that we did get a Bill of Rights. And that is important.
Well, look at today's situation. I mean, how the Second Amendment and even the First Amendment have been misconstrued. It doesn't say that. Well, what do you mean it doesn't say it? It says it right there. Well, yeah, but just because you have five components of the First Amendment doesn't mean that every single one of them are applicable to today. And it's like, where are these people coming from when it's right there? Anybody with a brain can look at it, read the words, look up the words, and know exactly what its intent was. Right. But is that where we're at today? Is it the intent of our founding fathers that's being misconstrued today by the left and the people that say it's a dead constitution, we need to rewrite it, we need to get rid of it?
Yes. Now, for decades, the left, or the liberals, would say, look, you guys aren't understanding the Constitution right. But recently, in the last few years, in the last 10, even the last 5, they've said, no, you are reading the Constitution right. You are reading the Declaration right. It was written by bigots. These guys were slave-holding bigots. Yeah, yeah. This country was founded on Christian ideas, and Christianity is a terrible religion, and it's a myth, and let's scrap the Constitution, scrap the Declaration. We'll give it to you, but we need to start all over. You follow what I'm saying? They used to say, oh, you're misinterpreting. Now they're saying, no. It's Christianity itself is the problem. Now, here's my big point for today. In the end, you have to pray. The point you were making earlier, I think is just, I'm just astounded. I don't know what to do but pray. We have a big prayer meeting. This Tuesday, October 22nd, is a National Day of Fasting and Prayer. Our church and many other churches around the country are participating. We're going to fast and pray all day. We have a telephone conference call line is going to be open 24 hours into our church and many other churches around the state, and preachers around the country are going to be praying together. I think there's going to be another prayer meeting on Monday night because I don't know what else to do besides pray. Now, I hear things, and now we'll get political here. I heard, maybe I mentioned this last week, I can't remember, but when Kamala Harris said, I'll take my position, my record on the border, and I'll stack it up against anybody's. What? I mean, they've had, by policy, basically an open border. And now they're just saying that they were strong on the border? I mean, I don't even know what to do. I mean, it is so, they're walking outside in the middle of summer and saying it's snowing. And expect right. people to believe it. I mean, it is so far from the truth. I mean, yeah. How do you debate somebody who's... I realize every politician has their talking points, and you try to emphasize this or that. But when you are so far from the truth, I don't... How can you debate somebody when you say something, they say something that is completely... historical. You just kind of throw up your arms and say, what are you talking about?
Well, right? what was Adolf Hitler's famous quote?
You tell people a lie long enough, they're going to believe it, I guess.
Exactly.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
The other thing, did you happen to catch the interview with Brett Baer on Special Report? She finally caved in and did a sit-down with Fox News. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
You need to watch it. Because his very first question, right out of the box, was about the border and illegal immigration into the country. And she refused to even answer the question. Every time he kept saying, well, you know, Madam Vice President, you're not answering my question. My question was, and she says, I'm trying to answer the question, but you keep interrupting me. You know, trying to control the interview. It was amazing how she deflected and absolutely lied, avoided the questions that he was asking. You need to find it. It's on foxnews.com. Just Brett Baer with Kamala Harris. You got to watch it. Because okay. I think people are starting to wake up to it. Did you see the most recent Electoral College map from Real Clear Politics?
No, I heard about it. Go ahead. Tell me about
it. I'm going to text it to your phone.
Okay.
538 Electoral College electors, 270 to 268 takes the White House. Kamala Harris, 226. Donald Trump, 312, including Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And those 44 electors, Electoral College votes, added to her 226, gives her 270. By flipping Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, Trump winning those three states, he's president of the United States if everybody gets out and votes based on what they deemed most likely voters. That's what these polls are based on. So we've got a lot of education to do, but the fact is people aren't buying what she's selling. And what you just said right there is one of the major things, because how many of our local communities are being impacted by this specific issue?
Well, we in Northern Michigan, it doesn't impact us much, but we see what's going on across the country. And I wish we could have an honest debate about policy when you just tell the truth. But, you know, truth has perished in the streets. That's what the prophet Isaiah says.
Sure.
It's hard to debate somebody when the other person's a moving target. You don't know. They misrepresent their record so blatantly, and the mainstream media allows it.
Well, it's not even their record. It's their policies, where they really stand on. You heard in that CNN interview she did, you know, the first question that reporter asked her is, well, for the record, let's get this, you know, right out front. In 2019, when you were running for president against Joe Biden, it seems like you flip-flopped on a lot of your policies. And she said, I am who I am. I have my values. I have my principles. My policies have changed. Well, Bernie Sanders said she's being pragmatic to win the election. You know, she's doing and saying what she needs to say to get elected. But really, she has those values, those principles, Pastor Jeff Field. She gets elected, she's going to go right back to those principles and values and turn them into policy.
Right. Right.
Final segment of our conversation with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. Anything that you want to wrap up, sir, there regarding Benjamin Franklin's prayer there at the Constitutional Convention?
That's it. But let me give you one more quote for Franklin. And talking about prayer and winning people to Christ. Listen, I'm politically active. You know that. I'm going always to the rallies and this, that, and the other.
Sure.
Okay. Got to vote, everybody. Got to vote. You got to be aware. You got to be active. But let me just say this as a preacher. And Ben Franklin said this. He said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. That's essentially the same thing that John Adams said. Our Constitution was made only for religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. Listen, unless we have a national revival of Christianity, people being saved, of people getting right with God, understanding the Bible, and of course we're all sinners, but living by the dictates of the Bible, we're going to lose our freedom, because only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. And again, what Edmund Burke said, and this will be the last thing I'll say, men are qualified for civil liberty in exact proportion to their disposition to put moral chains on their own appetites. Society cannot exist unless a controlling power upon will and appetite be placed somewhere. And the less of it there is within, the more there must be without. It is ordained in the eternal constitution of things that men of intemperate minds cannot be free. Their passions forge their fetters. So we got to have freedom is for the free. Responsibility is for the responsible. Laws are for the lawless. We got to have people's hearts changed fundamentally. Now, by the way, that doesn't mean we shouldn't be involved politically. We should be. I run into preacher friends that are so crazy. Well, I'm just going to stick to the spiritual things. I don't worry about politics. That's just, come on. Hey, laws matter. But the primary focus has got to be people's hearts. That are only changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. But then we need good lawmakers and good laws and good executives and a good president that understands some things. Yes, and I think Donald Trump's the man. Yeah, I do. There you go. I'm done.
Yeah. I'm going to send you a link to a search engine that a good friend of mine, he's a elector for Michigan, Republican Lance Griffin, 10xvotes.com. You go there, you put in your information, you sign in to the database. They have identified 1.7 million Michigan Republicans that are considered to be low propensity voters. in the last four, five, six elections. Maybe they've only voted in one or two. And you can actually search people's names by their last names, their city, their township, their county, and check to see if they're on this list. And then there's a video, the PAGS video, that you can send to people. It's nonpartisan. It's not Republican or Democratic. Just talks about the real numbers, 4 years under Donald Trump, 4 years under Biden Harris. And it's really eye-opening and getting a lot of people who are undecided, independents, whatever, to look at this information. So I'm going to send it to you, and hopefully you can share it with some folks. But you're right. If we can't get back to being a Christian nation and getting people to want to do unto others as you'd have done unto you, if we can't get elected officials to operate that way, looking out for our rights, we're going to continue this downward slide. And it's time that we, like you've preached for and called for, it's time for a full-blown, absolutely a full-blown revolution of people coming to Christ in this country. I think it's time. I think the timing is perfect. And I think we have a campaign to run on.
Amen. Good. Amen.
So good information for you. Good information, history lesson. Bottom line, it worked back then. Why do we not refer to it more often like our founding fathers?
Right. Well, our founding fathers were more Christian than we are now. That's just the way it is, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean that God is still God and he can move, but let's vote, let's be involved, be educated. Amen.
Get the information out there.
Yes.
Do you know, I keep getting these text messages, people want to have their Bibles open on Sunday. Where are you going to preach on this Sunday?
I'm going to be preaching, I think, out of Joel 3 about revival and prayer and fasting. And again, that doesn't mean we don't vote. It's not just pray, fast, read your Bibles, win people to Christ. It's that and vote and be active. It is both. Yes, amen.
Well, it's a civic duty. It's civic responsibility. It's part of what you're leaving to your posterity, to your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. I talked about it yesterday about a new great-grandbaby we have. She's 1 year old, just learning how to walk. And I said on the radio, 40 years from now, 2064, I'm going to be gone. What kind of world am I going to be leaving to this great-grandbaby?
Right.
I think that's right. Truly what you have to think about. So,
amen. That's right.
All right, sir. Well, we appreciate you very much. Appreciate the lesson plan, the history, and looking forward to seeing you on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. God bless. One of the things we're going to discuss in the next hour is relief. What's been going on down there in North Carolina. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is going to be on giving us a field report. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.